Blog Talk Radio.
Shift. It's time for love and empowerment. It's time to deploy the Awaken Life Excel program to create your ideal life. If you are a freedom-loving soul and you love entrepreneurship and herbs and vitamins and wellness and you really want to be awakened, this is Carol Ann Parisi and I'm your host today with Nancy G. Live, and we have got your empowerment half hour happening. Hey, Nance, how you doing today?
Very good. How are you?
Outstandamundo. So, Nancy, I remember back a while ago, back in 2007, we had a mastermind group. And our mastermind group was based on the book Think and Grow Rich. And that is a classic. And if everybody doesn't have this book, go get this book. This book is amazing. And I want to review a little bit of Think and Grow Rich. Nance, do you remember the very first chapter of Think and Grow Rich? And if you don't, it's okay. Say no, you don't. But if you
Specifically, but I'm sure you'll refresh my memory. It'll come back to me.
Oh, yes. The first chapter of Think and Grow Rich is called The Power of Thought. Now, The Power of Thought. The man who thought his way into partnership with Thomas Alva Edison truly thoughts are things, and powerful things at that. When mixed with purpose, persistence, and a burning desire for their translation into riches or other material objects. Thoughts are things. That is huge. You know, maybe we should talk a little bit about Napoleon Hill first. Do you remember anything about Napoleon Hill? That he was introduced to Mr. Andrew Carnegie, and Carnegie said to him, I want you to go ahead and interview rich people and find out what their secrets were. And at Carnegie's request, he took 20 years to create this wonderful book. And he interviewed people like Henry Ford, Theodore Roosevelt, William Wrigley, John Wanamaker, Wilbur Wright, William Jennings Bryan, Woodrow Wilson, Howard Taft, King Gillette, Alexander Graham Bell, John D. Rockefeller, Thomas Alva Edison, F.W. Woolworth, and other names that, like James Hill and, you know, Clarence Darrow, all these really highfalutin people. And his final words in his book before he actually, you know, this was in his preface. A final word of preparation, may I offer one brief suggestion that may provide a clue to recognizing the Carnegie secret. It is this: all achievement, all earned riches have their beginning in an idea. If you are ready for the secret, you already possess one half of it. Therefore, you will readily recognize the other half the moment it reaches your mind. So I really am just so, just love this book. This book changed my life. Do you still have your copy?
I don't think I had a paper copy. I had the audio.
Okay, because I did buy audios and paper copies. So I gave you. Do you still have the audio?
The audio is packed away somewhere. Yes, I'm sure it's in one of the boxes I haven't used for a while.
It's just, you know, it's a good little thing, and you know, you might wanna go ahead and just go hightail it into your local Goodwill or your used bookstore for a few bucks invested. You can get it back again, and just, you know, it's a great motivational tool. I read this book. It was given to me by a guy by the name of Rick Parisi. He gave it to me, consumed the book in a night, and it changed my life. I started a business. I started a business, never having any business experience, but I had a lot of thoughts, and I just took those thoughts and put them to action within 6 months after reading that book. Now, coincidence? I don't think so. I mean, I just think it was this applied knowledge of this, you know, old school secret. Here's one of his methods to get your dreams into desire. You think about something. You think about what you want. Thoughts are things. And we've talked about this before in manifesting, right?
Absolutely.
And that's why we write our goals down and we are specific as to what we want and when we want them by. And, you know, those are all the thoughts. And you know, that's a dual-edged sword, though, the thought thing, you know, because negative thoughts also help perpetrate negative things. It works both ways.
Yeah, the universe does not recognize the difference between a good thought or a bad thought. It's just all thoughts. And so it will bring to you all thoughts that you want, that you think about prevalently without any discernment of whether that's good or bad.
So, like, people that will say, you know, I can never lose weight. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I could do that. You're right. You know, so it is a dual-edged sword, you know. It's like, if you think you can, you can. That was a famous Henry Ford, statement. If you think you can, you can. Have you done any thought manifesting lately?
Yeah. Here's couple things that are really funny that were brought to my attention. Manifesting for people to show up in your life. I often will write lists of traits that I want in people, whether it's business partner, personal partner, whatnot, but just traits of people that I want to show up in my life. And recently I had someone show up, and what was interesting is after a little while I went back and retrieve that list, and every single trait that I had asked for a person to be was on this list. I have to go look at it again too. But anyway, so that was real intentional manifesting. But here's quick, funny intentional manifesting. I was waiting in line to return my Redbox movie, and there were a couple people in line. One was getting their movie, and another person was in line returning a movie, and I just kept repeating with conviction that I wanted this person to only return a movie and not rent another movie because I was impatient and I wanted to return my movie. So I kept saying it, like, out loud, like, you don't need another movie. It's Monday. You should go home and you should spend it with your family. And I was just, like, saying, you know, saying words, and then all of a sudden she had looked like she was going to rent the movie, and she chose not to. So it was not important manifesting, but it was sure quick, instant, and funny.
Okay. Okay, Okay, that's cool. I guess it's like kind of like a parking spot.
Like you do with the parking spots, right. It totally reminded me of you in the parking spots. I'm like, wait a minute. That's how Carol does her parking spots.
I always get parking spots. Although now I don't care. I mean, now that it's nice out, I don't care. I like to walk. I get my steps in for my Fitbit every day. But, no, thoughts are such things, and it's incredible. And we're going to start doing a little bit of a weekly wisdom walk here. I have this book called Weekly Wisdom, and it's an inspirational guide for spiritual growth. So this is actually so awesome. And here's, I'm going to read out week one really quick, and it's perfect because it's spring. And the creation of something new is not accomplished by the intellect, but by the play instinct of acting from inner necessity. The creative mind plays with the object that it loves, and that's Carl Jung. Spring is a time of birth and new beginnings. New ideas and inspiration are plentiful in this bountiful reawakening of the senses. It's a time for new love or renewed love, for new projects and creative ideas to take seed. It's a season where creativity is at all-time high, and it's coupled with boundless outward energies and enthusiasm. In spring, all the deep inner energy begins to bubble to the surface. Becomes a time of great joy and play. As you feel refreshed and revitalized from your long winter hibernation, everything seems more beautiful and vibrant in the spring. The colors, the feelings, and the fragrances. Everything seems to exude light and vibrancy. In this season, just as spring storms support nature by cleansing and whisking away all that's no longer necessary, so must we also clean our emotional house and by truly letting go of clutter, jobs, dreams, and unhelpful people or situations that are no longer serving us. Is this awesome or what? I wish
fabulous.
I could have read this last week, because last week was actually the first day of spring. We had our vernal equinox last Sunday, but that's okay. We're really good. We also need to let go of situations that are no longer serving in our growth. We must do this in order to make way for the new life that is burgeoning underneath. Keywords for spring: play, birth, new beginnings, fertility, love, creativity, inspiration, and freedom. So here's our little week one. Okay, passion. The grand essentials to happen in this life are something to do, something to love, and something to hope for. Joseph Addison. The dictionary describes passion as a powerful emotion such as love or anger, 2, an ardent love or strong sexual desire, 3, boundless enthusiasm. Number 3 is the closest to my definition of passion, which is the passion is God's channel to earth. It's how each one of us expresses the God or divinity within us. Passion expressed through the work is what we love to do, what we dream about, and get excited about, what we would do for free, what we can't get enough of, and it makes our eyes light up with joy and creates a feeling of totally being alive. Passion turns ordinary, mundane world into beautiful, exciting world full of opportunities and richness, and it's what makes life worth living and brings abundance and joy to our day. Everybody, I mean everybody, has something in his or her life that brings a feeling of boundless enthusiasm. The trick is to discovering passion is first discovering what it
is. Sorry.
Wow. Somebody is passionate
about...
Yeah,
I had speaker. It was quiet.
Elevator pedal.
They're
okay.
Passionate about taking off quickly, yes.
Remember not to judge what you are passionate about as not good enough or just a hobby, and to realize there are many things to be passionate about as there are people on this earth. Even if your passion seems a little weird, remember everybody has got to love it, so why not you? Now, everybody does not have to love it, but anyway. For example, I know a person who's passionate about concrete and another who's passionate about organizing piles of paper. What is it for you? If you think you don't know anything about being passionate or leading a passionate life, consider the possibility that you happen to know exactly what a passionate person looks like. Passionate people are the ones who work widely admired in their field of choice and who radiate peace, joy, and happiness. Woohoo! You want to be around these people and support whatever it is they're doing. Their passion makes their work seem easy and almost makes you want to do it too, because they make it look so easy and because passionate people can be so inspiring. Passion in life is so important because any work that is fueled by passion carries within it an inspirational, life-giving energy that seems to create a chain reaction of inspiration in the receiver's soul to sink out the same within themselves. So you see how one person leading a passionate life can affect so many. Exploration. This is your homework, everybody, for the week. Sit down and decide what you are deeply passionate about. This week, make a list of all the things that you are passionate about, all the things that you love to do and are compelled to do and would do for free, and then continue to keep adding to it day after day and watch how it grows. A person who once believed they had no passion now realizes they have many passions. So that is this week, and actually we're doing pretty good because it was really spring week one. We're not that far behind. But it's a list building. We're going to be doing this little weekly wisdom now for, you know, maybe the next year. I don't know. Yeah, probably through winter. So we have our little weekly wisdom exercise. You know what? We've got about 13 minutes, Nancy. Off the top of your head, what are you passionate about? Since I've done all this talking, hogging up all this airtime, and then I'll tell you some of the things that I'm passionate about, and awakening to empowerment is one of them in a big way.
Yeah. So do I need to be focused on passion in a need to make money realm, or just
whatever juices
I need to
you?
More focused.
Just do it for free. It doesn't have to be making money. What juices you? It's actually living a passionate life, living a complete, totally joyful and abundant life. Abundance just ain't money, man. Abundance is,
right,
you know, being joy.
Well, just pure joy, then I have to say my passion is dancing. I feel such joy when I'm dancing, and I mean even by myself.
Dancing by myself, girly girl, I hear ya. It's like free.
Yeah.
It's a freedom. I mean, that thing, nobody's looking. It's like, yeah, I do that. I dance in my kitchen. I don't care. I dance in my backyard. Dancing is awesome. So what is it about dancing that you love so much?
Hang on one second. I was trying to get back to you. I just want to take you off speaker because people are coming home. What I love about dancing so much, I don't know, when I hear certain music, it touches something in my soul that makes me want to move. And it's that movement, like kind of being almost in a zen-like state with the music, that it fills my soul with joy and happiness. There's no other way to explain it.
It sets your soul free, first of all. It flipping does the endorphin jack, man. When you dance,
oh, for sure,
you're getting into that cardio state, and you are, like, just engaging endorphins, which are those natural morphine-like substances, and it's amazing. It's just, yes, 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 yes. And it does set your soul free, because there's no right or wrong to dancing. And the vertical expression of a horizontal.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Absolutely.
Have you ever seen the shirt that I have? It's like I'm a dancer, and then it has those different things on there, you know, and then it's the vertical expression of a horizontal desire. You know who else?
I love it. I want a shirt like that.
Back when Michael was a baby, hey, do you know who else was a dancer that was like, would go hang out on Saturday nights at the Charlie Club in the gym, in the dance room of the gym? And we would just, Mary Lynn.
Oh, my. Yeah, you told me. I saw a little bit of it when I was there, you know, because I spent New Year's. So there was a little bit of it, but then it kind of went in a whole other direction. But, yeah, Yeah, I wish that part would come back.
It's sad when that desire dies, because that desire... You could start thinking about things. When you become part of the music and you just set yourself free, and then all of a sudden you could start thinking different thoughts, and it's amazing.
Well, it's amazing that the endorphins have a lasting effect even well after the dancing. And it is inspiring and invigorating, and it gets your blood flowing, it gets your mind thinking, and like the whole next day, after I've been out dancing for an evening, the whole next day, and this is before, you know, I was dancing with other people that I enjoyed dancing. This was just in general. I can be like almost high off the endorphins of that previous night or day of that activity.
It's totally a high. It is totally natural high. People,
oh my gosh.
You don't need drugs. You don't need cocaine. You don't need drugs. Get yourself into a frenzied dance state. It is natural.
Oh my gosh.
It is the almost, okay, so we're both pretty hotly passionate about dancing.
Yes.
The years that we've known each other, we've never gone out dancing together.
No, we tried to go that one time, remember?
Oh, that night that we were supposed to go, we went to Bob Jones instead?
Well, because we were there on the wrong night. So our intention, and we dressed and we were prepared. That was what we were going to do. We were going to have our first dancing night. So now you just have to get your butt to Florida. There are excellent places to dance.
You bet. You bet. Okay, so we're both passionate about dancing. That's cool. What else are you passionate about? We've got 8 minutes left of our show. So
I find extreme joy and pleasure in just speaking to people randomly. Now, it's usually in the course of my sales work, because that's where I'm exposed to a lot of people. But what I enjoy about it is, just randomly talking to people and hearing their stories, and even for the few minutes, just getting involved in their life. And I don't know, I find it so fascinating. People and their stories are so fascinating.
I agree with that. That is actually a very cool thing. That is a very cool thing. People are interesting.
Very.
You could pick up on their energy.
Yes.
I like people's stories and situations. What else?
Passionate about... Well, I'm passionate about animals. I get to express that a little bit, but there's a lot of unfulfilled passion when it comes to animals and nature, and having an area where I can go every day into my own environment, kind of secluded in my mind, environment, and commune with nature and animals, and just have that as my respite, meditation, soul fulfillment.
You just hit on something really, really huge for me. You know my garden. You know my yard. And
right.
It's very nature-driven. And I actually created it all. Me and God did it. I did a lot. My husband helped, too, with the patio. But, everything that's planted back there and the whole design, it was a thought, you know. It was that thought. It became a thing. And
right.
Such peace and solace. And it's funny because, you know, we're looking for a new home, and it has to meet a certain standard for a yard, because just of what you said, I look out my window and I see woodpeckers, I see cardinals, I see blue jays, I see rabbits, I see squirrels, I see little foxes and coyotes. I had deer run by me. It is so profoundly soul-soothing. It brings joy. It brings happiness. And it's real. You know what I'm saying? It's like dancing. It just, I hear you on that one, too, the nature thing and animals. And just being in that secluded, you know, I mean, I've got a little, like, Zen rock that I've got a little pad that I could sit on and I could meditate if I want to. Yeah, nature's awesome. I'm passionate about nature and gardening. With you.
Yep.
Right with you.
Yeah, but you like to do all the work. I like to just sit and enjoy it. I'm not passionate about the work part of it.
The work. I love to
I'm
do
really
the work
not.
Part. It gives that physical thing for me.
Right,
it's the
right.
creation process. I mean, it's starting something and then doing it and then seeing the finished product. It's like, oh, yeah, awesome. I'm getting high.
I just want to go out and... I just want to go out in my yard and dance around.
I do that too. Before I had a neighbor on the other side of me, I could do it like butt naked. But now I got neighbors.
That, I was going to say, and preferably nude, and that's the seclusion part of it. That's I'm outside right now in nature talking. I mean, you know, in my environment talking to you. And there's a lot of nature to focus on and look at here. But yes, I cannot be out here nude. That probably would present some problems. There's children and such in this neighborhood. So
no, when I when my neighbor was not next door to me, I had that one
yeah.
that you can't see, and then all the stuff in the creek, I mean, it was all, you know, covered, all the foliage, so you can't see behind in the rain.
Yeah.
In
so
the
you
rain.
Were in,
it was
so in the rain, dancing in the rain. Yeah. So you were natural in nature.
I was natural. It was raining, and it was one of those really warm, driving rains.
Yeah, that is awesome. What an experience! What an experience! Yeah, not something I get to do frequently, but wow, what an experience!
Well, now I can do it in a t-shirt and shorts. So passion. What else are we passionate about? Okay, it sounds like, well, that's probably why we're such good friends, is that we have a lot of the same passions.
Right, and I think the passion that I've developed as I've gotten older is a passion to pass along whatever someone can glean from my story. So my passion to inspire other people or to encourage other people through harsh times. I know I did not go through such a trial and tribulation the last year to just chalk it up to experience. I know there will be opportunity to I pass along as I can, as people are willing to listen, but I think there'll be bigger opportunities down the road to pass along those experiences so others can learn from my experiences and understand that they're not alone in what they're going through.
I think so, too. I think I actually know mm-hmm. so. With all the coolness that I'm going to be doing,
right.
And I know that I take a journey. I bring my besties with me. Because it ain't no
yep.
fun to do journeys alone, you know.
No, it's not.
You need that, you know, aloneness. I get it, but it's so much
right.
more to bring people with you, and that's how I
exactly.
roll. Yeah, we're going to be doing the Steve Beaman show. It's starting May 1st, and it's going to be on WIND, and I'm sure we're going to have podcasts. And Beaman is not doing the Beaman Report this week. Because
mm-hmm.
his kids are home from school for the
spring break. Yeah.
So he's going to be daddy and hang with
good.
His kids. Like, hey, Carol, post some of your positive stuff up there every day. I'm like, oh, I can do that. I can
yep.
do that.
No problem.
Nance, we have 90 seconds left here. This show went
wow.
by fast, didn't it?
It always does. You know,
oh,
I notice
wow.
that times of pure enjoyment, when you're really in the moment and focused on whatever it is, that time goes really fast.
That's because we are passionate about awakening people to empowerment. We know that it's time for love and empowerment, and we are here to help and coach you. Please private message me, Carol Ann. We can get you hooked up with some of our coaching, right, Nance? We do some great coaching.
It's fabulous.
I did my cleanse last week. It was great. Loved it. And I totally went
good.
Off of it yesterday. And because it was Easter, what the heck. But
yeah, kind of makes sense.
Yeah. All right, everybody, be sure to make your list of what you're deeply passionate about. Keep adding to that list, and Next week we'll have more weekly wisdom words for you. Thank you for joining us here on Awaken to Empowerment. We are here every Monday night at 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern. And peace and love. Make it a great week. Hey, Nance, thanks. Make it a great week.
You bet.
Awesome.
Talk to you on the flip side.
I will catch you on the other side.
Yep.
Thank you for joining us.
Ciao. Thanks.
Bye.